this point, we will. Okay, so this is the regular meeting, November 8th, 2021. Regular meeting of the Resort Village Manitou Beach. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Hang on, I've got to get rid of a screen here. Okay, this meeting is being recorded and it will be available to anyone wishing to see it after the meeting. Okay. Right now, I will delete from the agenda notice of proclamations, public hearing, bylaw, policies, presentation, recognitions, public forum, and delegations. Could we look at the agenda, please? And could I have an approval of the agenda?
Yes. Bylaws and policy on the deletions, M2.
Yep. Okay. Could I have an approval of the agenda, please? Thank you, Bill. All in favor? Sorry, can't see your hands, Mike, and approval. Okay, thank you.
Poppy, did you hear me when I said that you missed bylaws and policies?
Yes. Yep, I got that. We took that.
Everything froze momentarily.
Okay, you got that, Elise? Fair enough. Yep. Okay, does anyone have a declaration of conflict of interest? If you haven't got one now, or if you find one, please declare at the time. At this point, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. At this point, we will leave, as long as things are going okay, we will leave our mute buttons open so that we can all be heard. If for some reason it becomes too noisy, we may have to ask you to use your mute button. And then we'll just raise your hand so you can speak. Okay. So right now we are to our minutes from the October 25th meeting. I trust everyone has had a chance to look at that. We need to and adopt the minutes as written, or is there any omissions or deletions?
Well, I believe I have to rescind a motion from those minutes.
Okay, continue.
I'd rescind motion 2021-419 regarding our board of revision as they're no longer available.
Okay, all in favor of that motion? I'm sorry, Vince, I can't see your hand. Oh, good.
Use my other hand.
There, I see the hand. Okay. Could I have someone approve the minutes as amended, please?
There's also a correction we made on 2021-435. That motion was to include that vaccines are not to be mandated. It's just not written on there.
Okay. That would be an obvious change to that motion. So
I went back in the minutes or in the YouTube video and I listened to the last and I specifically asked you to clarify if that's how you wanted it written, and you confirmed, and the motion was passed by a vote.
Yeah, right at the start of it, I said the motion.
And at the end of it.
And at the end of it, it says it is not mandated.
Not mandated.
Okay, I've got to say that I voted on the motion the way it was read, which is what this motion was. So if you want to change the motion, you would have to rescind the motion and rewrite the motion, and it would have to be voted on again.
It's not changed, it's just accepting how it was said.
It would change the motion.
Not the way not the way it was stated though. The motion was stated.
Okay,
not to mandate the vaccine, but to make it available.
The motion had nothing to do with the vaccine. The motion was only with recommendations for testing and making rapid testing kits available to employees.
There's a time on the video, 2 hours, 57 minutes, 24 seconds. That is when I made the motion, and it says not mandate vaccines.
Okay. As I said previously, Mike, to change this motion as written, you would have to rescind the motion you have because you placed the motion. You would have to correct the motion to what you want to be said. and then the motion will be placed to a vote. Do you choose to do that?
What does that look like?
Exactly what you're saying. You want to add that the Resort Village of Manitou Beach make rapid tests available to employees at the cost of the village, with recommendations for unvaccinated employees to be tested every 72 hours. You wanted to add something, and what did you want? But you would have to.
I didn't want to add something. I wanted it to be written as I proposed it,
not mandatory.
It doesn't say mandatory.
It doesn't say that, but that's what was said at the meeting a number of times. On the initial one that he said, if you listen to the recording, he said not mandatory. And right at the end, when Elise read it back the last time, Mike also said not mandatory.
The motion, okay, I'm going to say this one more time and we can't repeat it again. We are not going to keep going back and forth. The motion is in writing. The motion in the books, as I read it to you, read recommendations for unvaccinated employees to be tested.
On the record.
Excuse me. Attention, please. To be tested every 72 hours. If you want to rescind that motion and change that motion, this is your opportunity. If you choose to pass the minutes as is, this will be the motion as stands. So it's your motion, Mike. It's up to you to decide what you want to do with that motion.
Well, I wish it would have been done properly the first time, but.
That's here and
then. You should speak very clearly in meetings, because when you go back and re-listen to that meeting, it is very hard to hear you.
I could hear it.
The ball's in your court. What do you want to do with this motion?
I don't know.
Well, come on, let's move on here. It's 10 minutes. I have a motion to approve
the minutes. Whatever, leave it as is. You win.
This isn't a win-win.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's not a win-win.
Could I have a motion to approve the minutes, please? Thank you, Bill. All in favor of approving the minutes? Thank you. Business arising from the minutes. We have the COVID protocols. And as you have spoke to, you spoke to the motion that is motion 435 that spoke to the unvaccinated employees' recommendation to be tested. After some consultation and a lot of phone calls that are received after our last meeting, I sent out for information purposes a draft of a motion. After that draft motion went out, again, I had some more consultation with different communities. I spoke to a few resort villages, and I sent an email to other councillors and our administration. And this is the motion I wish to put to the floor, and I will read it. All Resort Village of Manitou Beach staff and elected officials be required to submit proof of completed COVID vaccination to the Resort Village of Manitou Beach CAO by December 6, 2021. As an alternative, Resort Village of Manitou Beach staff may choose to submit an SHA-approved quick test at the beginning of the first day of every work week and in the beginning of the fourth day. Attending in-person meetings without a completed vaccination document will require an SHA-approved negative COVID quick test prior to the meeting date. Contract workers for the Resort Village Manitou Beach will also be required to submit a quick test available at the Resort Village Manitou Beach office. Proof of vaccination will supersede all other requirements. Resort Village Manitou Beach CAO is not required to record or save this information, only acknowledge that it has been received. All existing government protocols will always apply. I would like to move that motion and open it for discussion. Is there any discussion on that motion? I put the motion to the floor for a vote. All in favor of that motion? Or just, thank you. Is and all against that motion?
Are you asking for favor or for?
All in favor, I saw we have three in favor and we have two against. Do we want this vote recorded?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Could we have the names recorded of in favor? In favor, we have Councillor Matic, Councillor La Rochelle, Mayor Peterson. Those not in favor were Mike Hayward and Councillor Mike Hayward and Councillor Armstrong. Also, business arising from the minutes was the discussion from the meeting before with Mr. Campo about a sound barrier. Do we have any follow-up on that? Yes, Bill.
I have another addition to the business arising from the minutes, and that is in regard to the metal pile.
Okay, yeah, we'll get, yeah, I have that one also, so that's good. Let's back up to Jack. Do we have any follow-up on information from him?
No.
Okay.
No, for neither of those items, I have no follow-up.
Okay.
For the metal pile, and it'll be done possibly for the next meeting.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so we've adopted our minutes and we will go to communication, please.
Just a moment.
Is there any more? Go ahead.
I have some more information in regards to the metal pile.
Oh, okay, please.
Yes. In regards to the discussion that we had about REACT's procedure in regards to fridges, freezers, and in addition, propane tanks. We had a discussion about what happens at the REACT site, and Councillor Hayward was indicating that he was knowledgeable in the fact that nothing gets done with them, they just get hauled away. So I did a little investigation myself and find out that with fridges, freezers, and propane tanks, technicians affiliated with REACT inspect and certify all of the above to ensure they are drained of Freon, oil, and gases. Once certified, they are crushed on site and then loaded and shipped to the recycler. So there's a obvious liability involved in accepting those type of items. If we were to do it on our location, without them being certified, we run the risk of contamination on our site. So in terms of whether we want to accept those or not, my recommendation would be not to accept any of those three because they are a potential liability for us.
Okay, thank you for that research, Bill. I think we have a motion on the books from last meeting to not.
It was to not, and then it was to do more research into what would be accepted in the pile. So thank you for doing that legwork, Bill.
Okay. Any other business arising from the minutes?
Can I ask, what was that again, Bill? It was fridges, propane tanks, and what?
Freezers.
Chemicals. Yeah.
Go ahead, Vince, what were you saying?
Oh, I just say those are the only metal scraps or anything that would be dropped off that may have any contaminants in them, like stoves and such. They do not have anything with them.
No. Oil, yeah. And oil barrels or oil cans, those would also of the same. So anything right. with oil in hydrocarbons should be going to the special drop off anyway. Certainly not to our pile.
Okay. I think for this ghost number we've got of $90 or $900 or whatever we got last time, I can't remember what it was. I don't think it's worth the hassle of having a metal recycling plant right here when there's one down the road 4 miles.
Okay, and that motion is on our books. So unless administration found something that was a better situation, we would go from there. Is that correct? Okay, anything else from arising from the minutes? Communications, please. Number six, we have the Communities in Bloom minutes. I was there, so if there's any questions, I could answer them. I do want to bring to your attention on the second page under new business, flags. Bev is looking into new flags. There were flags in the past that were hung on the power poles and they went into disrepair. And the Communities in Bloom is looking at the price of putting in new ones, some design into them, and beautifying the main beach again for that. And I'm sure that will come up.
Who did you say is looking into flags?
It's on the second page under new business, Bev.
Bev?
Bev J.
Yeah.
He's looking into it. Yeah. One of the Communities in Bloom members. Yeah. Any more questions on that?
Has anyone seen those Remembrance Day flags that some communities have? Oh, they've taken locals or some families have sponsored them.
I've seen them in Watson. Yeah.
Yeah, Munster has them as well, and Wynyard. And there is grant money available at certain times for projects like that. I don't know if that's something that you guys would want to look at possibly setting up for next year. I think the flags were roughly $300. And I know some of the towns that did them, the family sponsored half, and then they were able to nab some grant money. I can't remember who it was through again, but for that. So if that's something council is interested in, we could kind of get working on that over the winter.
I guess the feasibility of it would be how, you know, getting our information as to who our veterans are. And we don't have an active legion in this area anymore. So I guess the
museum has a pretty comprehensive list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that may be the way to go if we wanted to spearhead it or maybe work along with Watrous in that. Does somebody want to put a motion to the floor just as a matter of principle to work towards something like that?
I will.
Rob, would you go ahead? Yes.
I'll make the motion that the village investigates the potential to recognize Remembrance Day.
Veterans? No? What?
Yeah. Remembrance Day veterans. Do you want me to specifically say flag in there or?
No, that's okay.
In a more significant way.
Okay, perfect.
Potentially with Watrous.
Okay, yes, thank you. I'm also going to add, when you were speaking about Remembrance Day, there is no in-person Remembrance Day service in Watrous this year, but they are doing an online or Zoom, not Zoom, I think it's a Facebook page, doing a service. So anybody could look into that. Sorry, that's a little off the topic, but that it came up when it did. Okay, we also, through Communities in Bloom minutes, there was also a letter speaking about the Park Authority. We moved on to the Manitouin District Regional Park. Any comments on that?
Did we need to vote on that motion or?
We could if you want to renew your membership for 2022.
No, on the Remembrance Day one.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, there was no vote.
That was my fault. Okay, I'm sorry. Yes. Could you just read back the motion, please?
Can you read what you got there and we'll see if it's clear enough?
That administration look into the potential of recognizing veterans in coordination with Watrous. It's vague, but
it gives them leeway for recognition. Okay.
Yeah, if there's some other Watrous might have something kind of in the works that
Mm-hmm. And it would be nice to coordinate with them. Okay.
And anything, if there was any grants available or whatever, we would bring that forward anyway before we ever started a project. So.
Sure. Okay. I'm sorry, Rob. Is there any discussion on that motion? I'm not seeing anybody. Okay. All in favor of that motion? Okay. Sorry about that, Rob. I missed that. Oh. Okay. And Elise wondered if, and so we're looking at the Manitou Beach Regional Park. Do we want a motion on the books now to pay our membership for 2020, to pay our membership for the 2021 season? Could I have someone make that motion, please? Vince, go ahead.
I make a motion that we pay the contribution of $500 as we did last year for the regional park.
Any more, any discussion on that motion? All in favor of that motion?
I have a question.
Yes.
So I wasn't aware of this last year. I don't recall or remember. Does anybody else on council remember us passing a motion to pay $500 to the regional park?
No, the motion was never in place. It was an oversight, I'm going to assume.
And so this is new to me. When I read this, I was a little bit surprised. So our representation on this organization, we're having to pay for it?
Yes.
I was a little surprised too.
Yeah, after I read this, I checked with people, you know, from past councils and that sort of thing. And I understand it has been a bone of contention, but a necessary part of their policies, the regional park.
Yeah, I don't really agree with the fact that we have to pay. Oh, sorry, Vince.
Go ahead, Vince.
No, I was just going to say that I know that it's been there for some time because at one of the meetings that I attended, the chairman of the park board brought it up and made a point of saying that at one time the village only gave $300 and not the $500. And this has been something that he keeps regurgitating all the time because we didn't help them back whenever, but we're asking for help now with the water and so on.
It might be an interesting point to make. The revenue they make off of that their seasonal campsites that we lease to them for a dollar, like one single dollar.
Yes. That's one penny a year because it's a 99-year lease.
Thank you, Vince.
One is 25 years, but the other question, so I have a fundamental question that is this even legal? And we do not have to pay for our membership with REACT, with MSMA, any other organization that we're collaborating with. We do not pay for our vote. So I wonder in principle if this is really precedented. Are there other regional parks that do this? And then the other thing in her email is that she says this money will go between the golf course and the campground, but they also have responsibility for the beachfront. So that's not even in the memo.
I guess my only concern would be that every other representative that is on their regional park board is also paying to be there. And if that is a guarantee, then I guess it's everybody is being treated equal. Go ahead.
Is that fact, Poppy, that they are all, that all the members are paying to be there?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Yeah. Bill? Yeah. Bill might have that answer. Go ahead.
I certainly think it warrants conversation at the next meeting we attend in regards to this procedure and whether it's common across all regional parks or whether this is something that's exclusive to this regional park. So I think we should do a little background investigation in terms of how it came about.
I have a note. You could make I have a note to look into that to see if other regional parks are charging membership fees for surrounding communities to sit on their board. You could make that a formal motion if you like.
I will.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody wants to make that motion. Okay, who? Rob, go ahead, please.
Is that going to be my motion?
Well, you put your hand up.
Yeah. Okay. So, I'll make the motion that the administrator investigate other regional park situations. But, you know, in addition, so I know there'll be discussion now, if I can just start that. In addition to her research, I guess I would also like to know, Elise, is we are the relationship we have with this organization is net zero. We don't make money on the water. We don't make money. We don't have any taxation base. The leases are binding. They're long term and they're binding, and we don't make any money on that. So we don't have any revenue from this institution, but then we're supposed to pay $500 to represent ourselves as the municipality. That would be like Saskatoon going to some body and saying, you know, we're going to have to pay you $500 to be represented in our own municipality.
Right.
I think the reason I can see it, the surrounding communities being involved, because then it shows that they would have some skin in the game, right? If they're contributing to the administration of the board, but we do have a lot of teeth. My suggestion was going to be that maybe we could run this by our legal counsel and see how the agreement holds up and what we might need to do to undertake, updating the agreement. I see you, Vince.
Yeah, I see you too, Vince. Go ahead.
Yes, I would. I would like to rescind my motion because we're looking at a motion within a motion here. I would like to rescind my motion now that we've got the debate going on it, but I don't want to see this paid until we do get this information.
Thank you for that.
Information.
Okay. Yeah, and that motion was not voted. Did it vote?
That's right.
We had two motions going.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't have my big desk in front of me as in past. So there is no motion to pay the bill. The motion is from Rob to give the investigation authority to find out where this all goes back to. And when you get your information, Elise, if you could talk to our representatives on that board, and we could see if you need to have a meet with those two to get the information in place and find out when their next meeting is, we can go from there.
And maybe it might be a good idea to sit down with just the administration and maybe the our own representatives on a smaller scale to just reedify the whole situation to them.
Get the information. Okay. So Rob's motion at this point, could you give us an idea what
that admin research other regional park authorities and get legal advice as to our current agreements.
Okay, all in favor of that motion? Thank you. Motion is carried. We'll move on to our commissioner's report. Our commissioner Bob has been busy. There's a couple of pages of information there. I don't know if are there any questions, anything that Elise could help answer, or does that pretty much speak for itself?
I have a query.
Sure. Go ahead, Bill.
My query goes back to our September 27th, 2021 meeting in regards to a property 205 McLaughlin Avenue. There was a warning 150 issued and reinspection scheduled, but I have yet to see a follow-up report from Commissioner Gourley on that. So I would like to see that follow-up report.
Let me just double check. What was the address again, Bill?
205 McLaughlin Avenue.
Okay, so if you can check into that and we could have it for the next meeting. Is that sufficient time? Certainly. Bill, are you okay with that? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
Okay.
Okay, let's move on to the MidSAS MSMA report. Bill, I trust you, yes, you attended. Is there any highlights that you want to bring to our attention?
Actually, Rob and I both attended that meeting. Oh,
sorry, good, oh, thank you. Oh,
pardon me, this is October 7th we're at here, right? Yeah, so.
Yes, I see Rob there now. Yeah, yep.
And I did actually convey a verbal on that at our last meeting.
Okay. Okay. Any questions of Bill? Okay, let's move on to our the chainsaw activity. So you had, Bill, you had asked for this information at the last meeting, and it just was an oversight that it didn't end up in the package, and now it is. So, Mike, did you wish to speak to it?
No, you're good.
Well, I'm not the treasurer or the chairperson, but the
second. I don't have the information in front of me, so.
It was sent to you in an email. If you.
That was an afternoon email.
It was an after email. Got it? Okay. Anyway, it is just the summary of activities that we received October 24th at our last meeting. So our final proceeds are listed as our $20,128.96, which we are rather proud of as a chainsaw group. I can speak to, do you want me to speak to the financials, Mike, or did you want to?
If you would like to, you can, yes.
Okay, so from this, from those final proceeds, the committee made the decision to give $2,000 to the Communities in Bloom and $2,000 to the Rec Board for their past financial help and their help as volunteer groups at the actual chainsaw event. And the remainder of the proceeds were, first off, the checking account was closed because there's an expense to having a checking account. The checking account was closed and the remainder of the proceeds were given to the Rec Board by motion. And the Rec Board is holding it for the chainsaw group to be used as they get ready to set up for their next event, which would be in 23. Does that pretty much say it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, any questions? Yes, Rob.
I'd like to congratulate the Chainsaw Committee and all their hard work. I don't think people realize, like, was it every Sunday for months that people met?
27 meetings. I know that, but it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of people saw the effort, you know, in the days of the event, but I don't think they realized how much work went into it beforehand. So we all know it was successful from attending, but this financial report kind of confirms it in another way too. So congratulations.
I think we can say thank you, can't we, gentlemen? Vince?
Yes.
Mike? Yes. Okay. Any more communications that we need to add to that, to item number 6, A, B, C, D, and E? Could I have someone move their communications, please?
Bill?
Okay. All in favor? Sorry, Vince, I didn't catch your hand again. Okay. Employees reports.
Okay. Wayne's here. You can wheel the chair from the other office if you want.
Okay. Good afternoon, Wayne.
How's it going?
It's going okay. Hey, we get to see your whole face. That's nice. Okay, tell us what's been happening at the village since our last meeting.
Quite a bit here, but more for I guess my part, it's a lot different. A whole new learning curve for me here, and just getting familiar with the whole operation and what has to be done in my part and all that. But the staff has been wonderful. They're helping me along pretty good by telling me what needs to be done. And I'm just going through other records around trying to be snoopy in the files, looking at what's been done in the past and all that. So a lot of time is getting consumed. I kind of go in sometimes in circles because it kind of leads me to one thing to another, but I'm just kind of feeding off of the list that Brian had made from the last report. So I'm trying to accomplish all those jobs. And I think the majority of them have all been taken care of other than probably the culverts, the trees, and we're still working on the backhoe. So everyone has a copy of my report then? Had a chance to review it?
It just came in.
Okay. I think it's on an email, isn't it?
Yeah, I apologize for that. I sent it to Elise, but I forgot to attach it.
Well, you get a couple tries. We're not going to let you do this every time, but okay.
I've been a little busy the last couple of weeks.
I totally understand.
In case you haven't seen his report, it is daily. So there is a daily accounting for, it's not just a monthly or biweekly, it's every day. So
I am looking.
Pretty impressive. Okay.
So okay. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, Rob, is trying to establish it more in detail. And try to fill that out in the last 15 minutes of the day quickly, write down what we accomplished, and then also try to remember what we have to do for the next day and all that. So again, I apologize for my sort of being unorganized right now and unprepared for this meeting, but.
I got to tell you, it's I'm looking right now and that is organized. Thank you. We like that.
Lower your expectations.
Well, it gives
no,
you,
it's good to see.
Yeah. It also gives you, with a report like this, it gives you a checklist that you can go back and you can say to, say, a resident, no, we were there at such and such a day. I'm sure that doesn't need to be on this report, but if you're doing this, you're also keeping track of billing processes and things like that too for Elise. So that makes a really big difference. And coming in the fall with all of the windup and things that need to be finished. Yeah. Wow. Any highlights? Anything in specific that you wanted to bring to our attention?
Not really. Like I said, it's really all new to me. So I'm just kind of sitting back, observing and seeing what sort of the priorities are right now. I know the sumps are kind of the big thing right now. We're just trying to get them all ready for winter. So we just had to, and it seemed every pit almost gave us problem when we were trying to just service them regularly. So now we just have to get a new pump because the other one rusted away. And and then we're into just hooking it into the regular plugs that just the heat tape and all that would go into. So then it would probably keep blowing breakers. So we're kind of forced to buy a new pump and see if the other one can get rebuilt and that. But as for that, then we're going to try to work in those trees, get the culverts and get those valves all turned around. And I'm just going through the list of all the other regular maintenance for every month that kind of was set up here before. And just it's the learning every day. I'm feeling a little bit more confident every day. And you know, I'm going to try to do my best to keep things going along here. It's been fun so far. No regrets.
Good.
So
good. That's what we want to hear. Okay. Any questions of Wayne? Let's just kind of go through our group here. Vince, Mike, do you have any questions of Wayne?
Looks to me like he's gone pretty in depth here for the first couple of weeks. I don't have any questions right now.
Okay. Rob, anything?
Nope. Same.
Bill?
I guess one thing I would want to ask Wayne is what's your impression of our ability to deal with our floating docks that are in the lake? And would you need some improvement of some sort of vessel to do that job properly?
Oh, well, most definitely. I think Mike was down there and he could probably attest that we would need some sort of a different system also. But I haven't had even time to think about that, Bill, as for what the solution would be.
I understand that you pulled up buoys and they found some lost equipment. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I could see it's very challenging working off what you had to work off. And I would certainly be supportive of finding better methods.
Okay, yeah, like when I'm involved more in this, I can have a better solution as for what the problems are. And just dealing with that one big dock, there's definitely something that's need left to be desired there. So that just didn't quite, I don't think that would have looked very professional from the public. So
you got the job done that, but yes, I understand that. So keep that, add that to your work list in the middle of the winter. Okay, we'll come up with something that works better. Right.
Okay.
Any other questions of Wayne at this point? I see there's a quote from Small Town Electric. Was that the only quote we received? Or was it?
It's the only one we were able to obtain.
Okay.
Yeah.
And our local electrician was approached for.
Yep, and largely pretty quiet about it. We reached out multiple times by phone, by email, and I think they must be very busy.
Okay.
I could try getting home one more time since I've always dealt with Charles lots.
It's nice to, I see he was very busy with us with the water, with the treatment plant and that kind of thing, and he has been our electrician. I just don't want to see us lose an opportunity to keep that connection in place. He is our go-to person in an emergency also. So of course the decision is there. If you feel that you can get a quote from him, please do. And this is something that's new to us. Pardon me?
I said, by all means, if Wayne wants to take that over, maybe he will be more successful.
Okay. Do we need to make a decision on this meeting? Or is this something we'd be able to leave until the November 22nd?
I'm not sure exactly what SAS Power's cutoff would be to do the their portion of the work. If they can work in through November, I'm not exactly sure. I haven't touched base with them about that, but they would be basically taking the line from the concession shack to the hall, and then the contractor would be taking it into the hall and then putting it into a panel box, right?
Right. My only concern with the invoice that we've received is the second from the bottom where it says final invoice may vary.
They all say that for quotes.
Do they?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Well, isn't there a given 10% or 15% variance that's generally worked in, or is it always left like that?
Lots of them that I've seen are always subject to change depending on conditions, right? If they run into something while they're in there and they need to, I don't know, bust out an extra piece of drywall and move stuff, I have no idea, right?
Okay. And is there an expiry date on this
estimate? I think there was like 30 days maybe, or
I didn't see that. That's where I was looking. That's why I wondered if it would. I think it's a very good quote. What did the rest of my group look at? Bill, I'm sorry, Vince had his hand up.
This quote is, you said something about going from the concession booth to the hall. There's already a line there to feed the concession booth going back. This is looking at putting a brand new service from SAS Power to the hall for a 200 amp. That's a whole new line to the hall.
It goes from the pole.
That's the excavation, putting in the underground line?
No, SAS Power puts in the underground line.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. That's got to be done. This is already on this quote, it says, install a new 200 amp underground service to the community center.
That's right. Yeah, that's not saying do the underground service. That's saying install it once it's there. Install the underground service.
The underground, that's the install a new panel and breakers. That's inside the building, the outside.
Yeah.
Do you remember talking with him when he was out?
SAS Power is responsible for doing the underground work.
Yeah, and they do that for no charge. So we could just call and clarify after we get the quote from CIC.
I'm thinking we can wait. We can wait for a while to get this other quote in. If SAS Power can go ahead and do any underground work that they have to do prior to freeze up. If that's the issue of waiting is freeze up. SAS Power could go ahead and take the power to the building and then whatever contractor after that. Unless they need the contractor's permit number first.
I don't know where that goes. Could we?
Yeah, I honestly don't know if they can install it without having an electrician there to bring it into the building, or if they can connect. I don't know. We would have to look into that, I guess.
Okay. Could we leave that with Wayne at this point?
Sure.
You look me right in the eye and say that. Sure. Okay. Sure. is there any question? Does that make sense to the rest of my council? Does that make sense to you that Wayne will? If Wayne is able to acquire, to get another quote from our local electrician, fine. If he isn't, do we want to put a motion to the floor to give a seal on the amount of money that we are willing to spend? Bill, would you speak to that?
I just want to comment that for a new 200 amp service, this quote is not unreasonable at all. Matter of fact, I think it's quite reasonable considering the work to be done.
And if I hear an urgency in Vince's voice, I support that because it would be nice to get done before the spring.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. How do we want to handle this? We do need a motion to spend this kind of money before we, no matter who we contract this work to.
I'll make a motion that we spend up to this quote here, or I mean, if it's going local within reason. I don't know who does the underground work, but I would like to see this expedited so we don't get charged extra costs for the winter service, if you like. I would make a motion that we proceed with this and leave it in Wayne's hands to find another quote if he can. Also taking into consideration the time factor as to when it can be done.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Do we need to give Wayne the power to choose the quote that we go with? So that if this happens by the 15th of November, he can just do it? Or is that okay?
I'd say so.
Okay. So could you read us back a motion, please, Elise?
That we spend up to $3,312.25 for the installation of power to the hall. So if we get a lower quote, we can go with the lower quote.
Let's just make it $3,500 for rounding off.
35? Sure.
Okay. So that motion will read that we would spend up to $3,500 to put a new 200 amp panel in the civic center, our community center. Is that so? That's been added.
Yes.
It will go $3,500. Okay. Any more discussion on that motion? All in favor of that motion?
Does that motion have that Wayne has the power to decide? Didn't you say that was part of the motion?
It wasn't.
Oh,
but
I would.
Coffee had mentioned that. I don't know if Vince had mentioned that.
Let's get it in the motion.
Yes, would you like that included, Vince?
Yes, I would like to see Wayne given that power to make that decision to expedite at least to get the underground work done and get it done in a timely fashion.
Okay. You're okay with that, Wayne?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Any more discussion? Bill, okay. All in favor of that motion? Okay, that motion's carried. Thank you. Go ahead. Any more questions of Wayne? Could someone move Wayne's report, please? Thank you, Bill. All in favor of Wayne's report? Thank you. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If we have any questions of you, we've got your number. We'll call you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Elise, we're moving on to your report.
Okay, can I have someone make a motion for the municipal revenue sharing eligibility, please? I included yes. it in the package.
It's right after the quote. Declaration of Municipal Revenue Sharing Eligibility.
Bill. I'll make that motion.
Bill makes that motion. It's as written. Any discussion? All in favor of that motion? Am I seeing all hands? Okay, thank you. Okay. The Municipal Public Disclosure Statement, do you need that?
Yeah, I need everyone to have theirs filled out. Which date?
Is the next meeting?
Is it the 15th? No, I'm pretty sure it's before. I think it's the 15th. I need to have them in the office.
Okay, it's dated today. So, okay, counselors, just take the information that we've got. If they need to copy it, they could get a copy from you. Correct? At the office? If they need a copy of the report?
Sure. No, it does look like the 30th. So even if they are, I thought this one was the 15th, but.
Okay.
No, as long as they are in by the next meeting.
Okay. Okay, so you can bring it to your next meeting. Okay, any questions?
I think we discussed. So if you have them filled out prior to the next meeting, we have to submit them.
So do they need to be completely filled out? I thought I looked at that and thought there was something like if there's no change, there was like a addendum that just guaranteed no change. Or do you
still need to do the declaration every year? And then,
it says on page 2, I hereby declare that no material change has occurred since my last.
Yeah, it's the first, if you check the first box.
Yeah. Okay.
But if there has been a change, then you have to redo the whole thing.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Any more questions? Thank you. Continue, Elise.
Okay, so the trees. We had some complaints about the dead trees along our main drag, and it turns out most of them were ours. Some of them are on private land, but we've had the same contractor go in and do a quote for those people there out of country. So that's been sent, their portion has been sent off to them, and they will be undertaking that work under bylaw enforcement. So this is what it would cost for us to remove our trees from that property. It's the Village Inn area.
Okay. Does someone want to make a motion to hire JD Weber Services and then we can discuss it? Someone want to make a motion for that?
I'll make them.
Thank you. For the quote that's given. Any discussion on that particular motion? I'm going to say that seems like a very reasonable price. I know I've had just a tree topped and it is expensive. So, and it's a specialty work. No more discussion? All in favor of that motion? Am I seeing all the hands? Mike, your hand, your name, there's a name right underneath your picture, so I don't see your hand until it gets up to about your ear. Thank you. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Anything else?
Yes. So I would like, or I would appreciate the approval of a request to to download Paymate for January 1st. The fee is $700 and it has an annual fee of roughly $525. But this will save us a pile of GL entries every month, and because Paymate is Munisoft's system, so they work really well together. Whereas right now I'm manually entering absolutely everything. There'll be a little more work to update the system. We're currently using PayWorks, which is a totally separate company than Munisoft. So we have to manually enter those. But
so this, I've got one. I've got one question. What are we paying for PayWorks? So there's a fee we're paying to them also, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
They're roughly that same amount annually. I don't know what our initial setup costs were. And then they're all pretty much the same. As far as monthly fees go, it goes by number of people on your payroll. But we've had a lot of trouble with PayWorks, and they set up our employees. when we switched over to our bi-monthly payments through them earlier this year, and I still have to go through and amalgamate our. There was some setting that the Maddie is our account rep didn't set up correctly, and we went through it twice, where we ran it through the system with the change. It was something with vacation pay. I'll have to bring forward a motion before the end of the year. I think we owe Lindsay, our previous foreman, a couple $100 because there was like an additional deduction that was taken off, and it shouldn't have been because it was set up properly the first way. But then when she switched the system over to the two, the bi-monthly payments, she mustn't have checked a box or whatever. And anyway.
My point was that we pay another company an annual fee anyway. Yeah. So it's not like we're paying this extra.
The initial $700 for the program
would
be just for the software, but.
Okay. Could I have someone make that? Go ahead, Rob.
I'm making that motion.
Okay.
And I'd like to start the discussion with a question. And I pretty much anticipate the answer, but just to be clear that everything from the past is properly archived. So the spreadsheets that you inherited are archived. We haven't lost that digital information. We're not losing this information. This is all permanent record.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yep. Everything is all in our account with PayWorks, and the reason we have to go to January 1st, otherwise it would be really disruptive to us. We would have to, in order to get the T4s out at the end of the year, we would have to move all of our information into the new system. But if we're able to start at January 1st, this gives us a little bit of time before we'll have to do our first payroll run.
Okay, go ahead.
Just a clean cut is what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Clean cut to transition there.
Yeah. Sure, a year in. Okay. And so you've made that motion that we make the payment. Poppy, go ahead.
The reason why I asked that question is because I've seen some of our archives, and they are old technology. They're old computers that I don't know if we would ever be able to retrieve that information. So I'm just wondering how it's being archived. Does it have to be printed? Is it, I just feel that there needs to be some kind of regard that things, because when you look at the archives that are in document form with all the meetings, and they're all in those binders with the double rings, we're never going to lose that other than to fire. But the stuff that's in the hall is, I would call it garbage more than archive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Point taken.
Yep.
Any more questions of Elise or any more questions on that motion? Okay. The motion, please, Elise.
To purchase PayMate from Unisoft.
Okay. All in favor of that motion? Opposed? Oh, you're in favor? Okay. That was unanimous. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Are we moving on to financial statements?
Yep. If I could have someone just approve employee reports, or I guess mine. We have a motion for the foreman's report.
Yeah. Could I have a motion to approve the administrator's report, please? Thank you, Bill. All in favor of that report? All in favor? Thank you. Carried. Financial statements. Okay, we've had a chance to look at them. If there's any questions of Elise? Could I have someone move the report?
I do have one thing to point out. It'll be in our accounts for approval as well, but our audit came in at $7,300. And then it just came to my attention on Thursday that the rec board had actually received a bill for an additional $3,000 and some change. So I just have to sort out with Grant Thornton what why this year we would be getting
two bills.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
And if I might add, what they presented us was so sadly lacking that I personally would be disputing their bill.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will be. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. Okay.
In the past, the yes. rec board was always part of the village audit. So the
right.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we had that potential of a, you know, $3,000 to $5,000 additional fee.
Right. Okay. And Elise has that history now. So that mm-hmm. go for it, please.
I will let you know what happens.
Okay. Thank you. We'll expect an addition to the November 22nd council meeting. Okay. Do we want to approve her the financial statements as one and go into the drive-in and make it one? Or do you want to have a motion?
You can do them separately.
Do it separately? Okay. Could I have a motion to approve Elise's financial receipt and expenditures, please? That would be Bill. Any more discussion? All in favor of that motion? Thank you. This drive-in lease report, has everyone taken a look at it?
Oh, yes.
It is interesting. I want to add that I looked at it and I thought, oh, well, where's the lease amount? But that would be different. The lease amount was a given, correct? It had already been determined what the lease payments would have been. So the extra amount from the flea market is above and beyond.
That's why it wasn't in there, is because that was from the contract?
That was in the contract, yeah.
Well, I'd like to say for those who are watching who don't have access to this, it's always great fun to read Earl's reports.
Yeah, it is.
You're laughing all the way through. He makes you laugh. You're not laughing at him. You're laughing with him. He goes on to claim the success of his Facebook page as one of the largest in the province. He talks about some of his obligations to the students that are not very good, expletive. He talks about, well, his season, which is, and it's really quite a good report. He's got 7,500 followers on Facebook. And then he tells us how much he made on the flea market. He also says that he had to kick some people out for their behavior.
And at the flea market, yes. I give him credit for that. That's keeps things on the up and up.
Earl did mention something about a stage outside of the entrance.
Yes, it was a request. Yeah.
We do have a stage that could be used there. We've got the portable stage that he could use, except for when it's booked for other functions, yeah. Such as mm-hmm. Canada Day or whatever.
Right.
Can that get rained on, Vince?
Can it get rained on? It sits outside all the time. It sits outside year round.
Okay. It's just a flat stage.
It's a deck.
Yep. Okay.
Wooden decking material.
Mm-hmm. I have additional comment.
Yes, please.
I just want to make this comment for all those who are listening. Earl has reported that his attendance is about 85% tourist and 15% local, which is not quite the numbers that were conveyed in our open house report from people who said that they utilized it. So I just want to clarify those numbers for anybody that's listening and, you know, using and wanting to retain a drive-in, that it is a tourist attraction, not so much a local amenity.
Okay. I would like to say that I'm wondering if the amount that was in an extra amount that the village gained from the flea market would be something that we could put towards towards Earl's wish list, which is the FM antenna and some work on the sign. If we could just designate that towards it, and if that would is a workable scenario. And then it doesn't have to be discussed, or it's not coming out of it general coffers. It's something that was raised through the drive-in anyway. Just a thought. How does anybody think about that?
I would agree, Poppy, because he says in his report that the audio is bad. Mm-hmm. He uses another word. And, you know, what's the point of being there if you can't hear it? So that's a pretty important element for his success and for visitors to return. And I thought I had the same thought that that money should go to his wish list. He has other things on his wish list. I think the FM would be a priority. You know, to make a connection, I wonder what kind of feedback we're going to get from constituents with this Zoom meeting, because, you know, the audio from YouTube was so poor. It was a real chore to listen to. So I'm assuming this is going to be easier.
Yes, Bill, go ahead.
Oh, I would like to add that I would be interested to know what the gross revenue would have been for this season. That helps make decisions on future investment in the facility.
We did have quite a few expenses there throughout the year, but we could maybe do a more in-depth breakdown. I think there was a hot water heater, that mm-hmm. light bulb for the projector that was over was it closer to $1,200?
14.
Yeah.
That would be much appreciated. Vince and Mike, what's your thoughts on this?
Well, I think if we're going to continue to lease it out for that purpose, we need to keep the sound system at least up to where we brought the video system. There was money invested in the video equipment initially, and the sound system's got to be kept up. And I mean, you're not going to get anybody going in there unless they know what's playing. So both of those things, the what's playing sign, the signage, and the audio.
We could bring forward a quote for the budget as well, right? I don't think he had a cost, did he?
Yes. He said around $1,000, give or take, for a new amp and an FM antenna.
Oh, there it is at the top. Okay. That's
at the very top, yeah. And then he spoke about the entrance sign needing some upkeep, and the what's playing sign needing some letters. Bill and I had spoken about that before, and the lights and that kind of thing. I'm thinking that the amount that was made at the flea market would be a sufficient amount to work on some, to do with that. If that's not the feeling, that's okay too. I'm just putting it out there. Yes, Bill.
We did previously have a report from Lindsay in regards to the lighting on that sign, and he recommended that you can't do anything with it at this point in time, right. Just a liability.
Right. So
that was his recommendation.
Okay. I think you and I spoke about getting the proper letters for that sign, though, did we not? That's giving correct. It some paint, yeah.
Maybe we could have Wayne take a look at it and see if he shares that same opinion.
That was my next thought, okay.
Yeah.
So at this point, nobody wants to, did you put your hand up, Mike? No? Okay. So what's the thought? We just want to put this to Wayne and get him to research it, or do we want to get Earl to give us some prices on, get us some quotes on antennas? How do we want to handle this? I don't want to leave it until March and April, and then we're struggling trying to figure out how to work with it.
I think that maybe we could have Wayne talk to Earl for his recommendations, because it would have to come through the village anyway.
Right.
we could have Wayne talk to Earl about his recommendations for the antenna and the new amp to see what he recommends. And then we could have Wayne bring something forward to the next meeting.
Yes, if we could get a quote or something to that effect, this around $1,000 isn't really a quote. It's
it's what he's looked at.
Anticipating, right.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Is that all? We don't need a motion to that. We just need to add that to Wayne's agenda. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Could I have anything else to say, see from that report? Could someone give me an approval for the financial and drive-in statements, please? That would be Vince. Yep. Gotcha. Thank you. All in favor of that motion? Thank you. Let's move to payment of accounts, number 9. Any questions?
I believe our big TSL for the Fitless bill is in here, right towards the bottom.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
We had our first billing has gone out also through Crosby Hanna there a little earlier on, that 13.7. That's that was through the grant for the OCP and zoning updates. We will get some of that back. I'm not sure how that's going to be split exactly. I have to have a conversation this week with Celine. So
I thought it was 2080. Wasn't that the percentage?
Is that the MAMP, M-A-M-P?
No, it's on the second page.
No.
Third one down, Grant Thornton.
No, it's Crosby Hanna. It's $13,768.
That'd be the second one on the second page? Yeah.
I think she said on Thursday it was an 80-20 split. We would be paying 20%.
How much?
20.
Right, but I think we received the bill for everyone, though, because we're the head of the, so then we have to.
We did, yeah.
Go back.
Okay. Yeah.
And then Watrous is in the same position. They're the lead municipality on, do you remember what it was, Bill? And they got the whole bill for everything, too, and everybody has to pay them back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that might be the for the asset mapping.
Yeah.
Asset mapping. And that one is a 75% funding. And it invoices will be going out as required, and the grant money comes at the end, which is June of 2022.
Okay, that explains that. Thank you.
So we would be paying up front and then waiting for our grant to come back.
We got our first installation, I think, back in June or July, but it was a partial. I think we got 50%.
Okay. Okay, any more questions? Could someone approve, say, let us pay our bills, please? Can I have a motion from somebody, please? Mike, thank you. All in favor of that motion? Thank you. Okay, correspondence. There is just an information letter from the watersheds after their annual board meeting. That's just for information purposes. Okay. I guess it's just a matter of reading information. So if I could have someone approve the correspondence, please. Thank you, Bill. All in favor? Thank you. Okay. Is there any new business that we didn't have on our table for when we did the agenda?
Does it?
Go ahead, Bill.
I saw Brenda's email from React in regards to the fact that they're moving to Zoom meetings. So I just want to confirm with Councillor Hayward as to whether he'll be attending those or not.
Go ahead, Mike.
You're asking me if I'll be attending Zoom meetings?
Yes.
Yeah, for React.
No, I will not be.
Okay, then I would assume we would have to appoint a different person to represent React. Would that be correct? Thank you for bringing that to the table, Bill. That could have been an oversight. Okay, do we have anybody from our council who is willing to take that on? Okay, if no one's willing to take that on, I guess that would fall onto my shoulders and I could take that one on. If Mike, you could.
You know what, Poppy, you do enough committees, you know, like I'll take it.
Okay.
I know what your committee agenda is like, and no, you shouldn't have to do another one.
Okay, Rob will take the REACT. All in favor of Rob taking that position? Thank you. Mike, if you could make sure that Rob gets all of the information from you, please.
Brenda's got her all there at the office.
Okay. I guess you get it from Brenda then. Any roundtable?
Sure. I'll have Brenda or myself pass that along when we get the REACT notifications.
Sure. Let me know though, Rob. I wouldn't mind sitting in on one of them anyway, just to, if I have time. Okay. Anything else under new business?
I wanted to talk about the OCP, Elise. Would I do this now or roundtable?
Yeah, you could wait till roundtable if you want.
Okay. I guess you've been told you're waiting, Rob. Okay. But I will go down my roundtable discussion as it's listed. So you're first on the table, first listed under roundtable discussion.
There you go, Rob.
There you go. Talk about OCP, please.
I'm first?
Yes, you are. Yep.
I just keep those rotating. I just put the top person on the bottom every...
Don't have it up at the moment.
Okay.
So, and Elise, jump in, and Bill or anybody on this, but I guess this is more for make sure all of council knows, but also for the listening public that as we move forward, Elise is meeting with the Crosby Hanna. And so this now lies in the hands of the administrator where it should be. So that is great news. I'd also like to say that our public engagement was very successful. So we see through the MSMA, some of these communities are also doing their open their OCP and sharing this grant. And some of them are really scrambling to do that public engagement. And some of them may end up with nothing. And that's why I think Celine is ready to help out, is because they're behind the eight ball. Whereas we started this, we did this all last winter. So all that work that we did last winter, the open house, SurveyMonkey, it's all there. We're sharing that information. I'll let Elise talk to that. So, you know, we've done very well at engaging the stakeholders in this process, which is part of the process. And unfortunately, some of the others may not do all that well. That, Elise, did you want to?
No, sorry, I was just clearing my throat.
I'm just going to say, when you're speaking about the OCP, I'm going to say that a lot of the reports that we received on the parks is very useful to our new parks committee, and all that information has been given to them already. And they have all got the opportunity to look through these things before their next meeting. So that's moving right ahead too, thanks mm-hmm. to the community plan.
So we have had quite a few people come in and pick up their reports prior to the meeting. So hopefully we can have some constructive discussions in that realm. David has found some cool official community plans from some other, I've asked him to come in and sit in on that meeting as well, that he's done some of his own research and found some really cool plans. So okay. I think we will be able to adequately or more than adequately convey the ratepayers' wishes into our new OCP.
Okay. Any questions of Rob?
Well, I have more.
Continue, Rob.
The municipal deadline is November 23rd. And the team of the three newsletter creators, none of us were at the Halloween event. And we'd really like to include that. So if somebody could send us a report or photos or things, that could go to Brenda. Mm-hmm.
There's a couple other things I'm just going to leave for another time, because I guess I'd like to remind everybody what being a year ago tomorrow, and there was a snowstorm tonight, and then tomorrow is the anniversary of that big snowstorm, Elise's first day. And I don't know how she got here. We had a medical emergency in the community. We were all volunteering and doing what we could. So, yeah.
And it resembled herding cats.
Reminiscence.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Vince.
Congratulations on 1 year, Elise. You made it.
Yes.
I made it. Thanks.
You did. And well. Okay. Rob, did you have anything else? Okay. Vince, you're next on the list here. Please, no, go ahead.
I've got nothing more for the roundtable.
Okay. Bill, to you, please.
A couple of things that actually generated from our MSMA meeting this week. There was an incident of a large drug bust in Lanigan. There was four households that were involved in it. And it turns out that they were gang-related busts from one of the gangs from Saskatoon, major drug production, storage, arms, etc. So I bring this up because it's a point of community vigilance, very important as a community that we watch closely what goes on in our community and certainly pay attention to anything that appears to be not in the best interests, and, you know, don't hesitate to bring it up with authorities just for public safety and making sure we can keep our communities as safe as possible.
Yep, reporting suspicious activity is definitely a good habit to get into, that you can end up with lots of good tips for officers that they might not have seen before, right?
Yes. Right. And then from that conversation, Celine also introduced us to the Community Safety Officer Program that's available through our government services. And it's a point of actually having your own officer who can do bylaw enforcement, some of the things like speeding, illegal activities of the minor levels. So it's something that we're going to get some more information on. We asked Celine to present it to each of our administrations, but it's worth looking at from the point of view of the costs we spend now on bylaw enforcement, what services we could actually supply along with that, and even be able to work together with Watrous as close as they are to us, in a joint effort. So it's something that we expect to see more information on, and it's something that we should, you know, at least investigate and give some thought to, and decide whether it might be an upgrade for our money, perhaps. So I just wanted to bring that up, and we can look for some more information forthcoming on that.
Thank you. That is a when we think about how much our community expands in the summer months, it is a very, it could be something that would be very beneficial to our community. Thank you for that, Bill. Anything else?
That's it for me.
Thank you. Mike, what have you got to tell us this week?
I have nothing for roundtable.
Okay. I have one item. I received an email from the Watrous Manitou Printer looking for some information and a quick online interview about the Connecting Trail. He had spoken to the Rotary Club and spoken to Mr. Ettinger. So I'm thinking that it's probably going to be public knowledge in the paper this Monday. So please keep your buy your local paper and read the information. Anything else? Yes, Rob.
Sorry, I forgot something. I'm on the advisory or focus group for convention, for the SUMA convention, which is in April. And that's a Zoom meeting that we have regularly. We've met about three times. And for council's information, there was talk, I think maybe the last time I reported, there was talk of a on-site traditional looking convention and a virtual parallel. And I'm not sure why they couldn't do it, you know, just broadcasting, not maybe having the interactive that was the technological challenge last year, just to broadcast the presentations would have been kind of a good option. They're not doing that. So the only option is in attendance in Regina in April, is it 23rd, or I'd have to look that up. And then you have to
I think I had the dates in my last report.
Yeah. And you have to have proof of vaccination to attend that at the convention center. Thank you.
That's too bad. I was hoping they were going to have the virtual option as well, but.
Okay. I think I can also let the community and my council know that our next meeting will also be a Zoom meeting on November 22nd, 2021 at 2 p.m. And unless there is anything else, could I have a motion from the floor to adjourn this meeting? Thank you, Bill. I am adjourning this meeting at 3:29 p.m. Thank you.